This is a Kim Monson news briefing.
Colorado For You Coalition kills open records weakening bill for third year. A bipartisan Senate committee voted 3-2 to defeat SB 26207, marking the third consecutive year that legislation to extend government response deadlines under the Colorado Open Records Act has failed at the Capitol. For the third year in a row, Colorado lawmakers have rejected attempts to give government agencies more time to respond to public records requests. A coalition of journalists and transparency advocates argued the state's open records law already gives the government too many ways to delay. SB 26107, sponsored by Senator Kathy Kipp, Democrat of Fort Collins, and Senator Janice Rich, Republican of Grand Junction, died on a bipartisan 3-2 vote in the Senate State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee on March 5. The bill would have extended the default response deadline under the Colorado Open Records Act from 3 working days to 5 and increased the extenuating circumstances. Extension from 7 additional working days to 10, giving agencies up to 3 weeks to fulfill many requests. What this bill does is modernize KORU in ways that are fair to everyone, Kipp said, according to the Daily Camera. The committee's chairperson, Senator Katie Wallace, Democrat of Longmont, disagreed. "I believe that the government should provide transparency and accountability every chance it gets to its people," Wallace said before casting her no vote, according to the Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition. "When governments start hiding or even appearing to hide, it's a bad thing for representative democracy." Roberts: "Nothing a person can do when government slow walks requests." Jeff Roberts, executive director of the Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition, appeared on the Kim Monson Show the morning after the committee vote to explain why the coalition fought the bill for a third consecutive year. "There's nothing a person can do when a government slow walks their records request," Roberts said on the Kim Monson Show. "Putting it into law to give them even more time, and this bill would have given them 3 weeks to provide records in many, many circumstances, just in our mind, was not necessary." Roberts, a former Denver Post journalist who has led the nonpartisan coalition since 2013, said he has fielded 7260 inquiries to its Freedom of Information hotline. The coalition, founded in 1987, publishes a free Sunshine Laws guide to help Coloradans navigate records requests. KORA, which has been law since 1968, allows agencies to charge up to $41.37 per hour after an initial free hour for research and retrieval. If you multiply $41.37 by 5, 10, 15, 20 hours, public records suddenly become very expensive sometimes, Robert said on the show. "And sometimes they're so expensive, someone is shut out from access." 3 years of failed attempts. The defeat of SB 26207 caps a 3-year effort by Senator Kipp to extend KORU response deadlines. In 2024, HB 24296 died in a Senate committee. In 2025, SB 25077 passed both chambers with strong bipartisan margins, Senate 27-6, House 45-19, but was vetoed by Governor Polis on April 17, 2025. Governor Polis objected to that bill's creation of 3 tiers of requesters: journalists, the general public, and commercial requesters. "It would certainly be convenient for the executive branch to agree to weaken KORA, but as a representative for the people of Colorado, I support more, not less, openness and transparency," he wrote in his veto message. This year's version removed the journalist exemption to avoid another veto. Kipp said during the hearing she was willing to strip out a provision allowing 30 working days for commercial requests, for one reason only: the governor has indicated he will veto the bill if this provision remains in it, according to the CFOIC. The committee killed the bill before those concessions could be tested. Several journalists testified against the measure, including Denver Post managing editor Matt Sebastian and recently retired Denver 7 investigative reporter Tony Kovaleski. Eric Maxfield, an attorney on the CFOIC board, testified that the bill would further extend response timelines and make it even more difficult for the public to obtain timely access to government records at a time when transparency plays an important role in maintaining public trust. a broader transparency crisis. The Cora fight is not happening in isolation. Roberts told Kim Monson that restrictions on public access are part of an interconnected trend. I think it's all interconnected, Roberts said on the show. We have seen a trend in Colorado and I think elsewhere where public bodies are struggling with what to do with public comment. In Aurora, a First Amendment lawsuit brought by activist Mydean Schoffner against the city council was recently settled, requiring the city to maintain open public comment for 3 years and paying $75,000 in attorney fees. The lawsuit followed the council's 2025 decision to eliminate public comment. Meanwhile, Douglas County Board of Commissioners Chair George Teal removed general public comment from business meetings entirely. Residents may still comment on agenda topics. My motivations have entirely been the feedback I've received from residents here in the county who want us to end open mic at the comedy show, Steele said, according to the Denver Post. Roberts noted on the show that Colorado's open meetings law does not require public comment periods. There's nothing in there that requires a public body in Colorado to have a public comment period, he said. It is something that public bodies choose to do and make rules for, and they do that because their community wants it. From Koru deadline extensions to public comment restrictions, government bodies across Colorado are testing the limits of citizen access. For the third year running, transparency advocates have held the line. And now, Kim's perspective. Government transparency is not a partisan issue. It is the bedrock of a functioning republic. The Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition, along with journalists and everyday citizens, defeated this bill 3 years running because Coloradans understand that when government makes it harder to access public records, it is making it harder to hold officials accountable. What concerns me is the broader pattern. Aurora tried to silence public comment, Douglas County eliminated it, and the legislature keeps trying to weaken Koru. These are not isolated incidents. They reflect a growing comfort among elected representatives with operating beyond the reach of the people they serve. Jeff Roberts and the coalition are doing essential work, and every Coloradan should visit coloradofoic.org to learn how to hold their government accountable. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.